Morning, Cookie. How are you, mate?
Good morning, guys. Sorry for last week as well. Not sure what happened to me phone, but...
Happens when you lose, that stuff happens, Cookie. I get it.
I was going to say, that had nothing to do with the Broncos game.
It's like your car would break down on the way to a media conference post a test defeat.
So many things happen when you lose. It's just, I don't know why, but my phone just always seemed to switch off just for that hour and a half, and then it come good. And certainly the week after when we won, my phone never seemed to go off.
Well, talking about switching off, geez, you look like you were going to win by 60 the other night, Cookie, and then... It got a bit nervous there in the last couple of minutes. What happened?
Mate, they said they want to keep it close for Magic. They just throw a few offloads out your ass and we'll send possession over and see how close we can get this.
And you're a naughty boy too.
Oh, mate.
What happened there?
I'm a grub. Not too sure. Wasn't too happy about it. And obviously put us under a bit more pressure at the end there, but you know we definitely played a game of 2 hours. That's for sure. We're very happy with what we did in the first half. That was what we've been looking for a long time. Now, a few reasons why we went that way, but we just got to make sure we keep playing like that because we know we can now.
Cookie, we spoke about it last week, just Cody Walker's form and then obviously getting the opportunity to captain the Rabbits. And I'm interested to know if you notice or your teammates noticed any change with him, you know, becoming skipper. And again, I've no doubt he's a leader in the group anyway, even without that C beside his name. But do you think him getting this extra responsibility will bring the best out of him?
Oh, I think so. I think he, someone like Cody... in the game the whole time. He's so, he plays the game and what's in front of him. He's so into it and aggressive with what he does. In a good way. I think the leadership probably just realised, I've got to make sure I put team first always here and make a couple of smarter decisions, which in the last couple of weeks he'll admit to he didn't do in this one parts. And I think that's been great for him. There's a lot calmer out in the field, and we saw what we did. The one thing we did for him though was the game plan. Like we rolled through the middle, we shortened the defensive line, and gave him the ball early. And we saw what he can do on the end of those shapes with those 3-on-2s and just hitting the winger and hitting AJ, putting little grubbers through. So I think we've just got to make sure we do our job for him to allow him to come into the game, so we can see the best of him.
What was the atmosphere like in Brisbane, Clarkie? Cookie, I'm looking at Clarkie, but just for Magic Round, do you think it should stay there? Do the players love it? Do you think perhaps it should go elsewhere?
I've been called Clarkie before. So
we look very similar, buddy.
We do, don't we?
Yeah. Actually, we're just as quick across the field as well. I got your speed as well.
You weren't too bad between the wickets. We love it. We love Magic Round. It was great atmosphere up there. They had a great crowd for all the games. Just the buzz around the whole city as well. Even after your games, you're going around, you're signing other teams' jerseys, but the kids and that, they didn't care. They just everyone's just rugby league fans up there and just happy to see everyone. So I thought it's a great concept, and I love it up there. And I'd even be happy to have a couple of Magic Rounds a year. Take one down to or up to Brisbane, or take one to in city at Bankwest. Or the new stadium coming in Sydney, I think they'll be great. Everyone can give up a home game to sort of do that twice a year. I can be awesome for it.
And you're on the road again this weekend. You're taking on the Raiders at Dubbo. And the Raiders were terrific on Sunday against the Sharks. Cookie, I don't know whether you saw any of that game, but they were out on their feet, but they had three players in the sin bin. But they played tough on the weekend.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about some of these teams that aren't travelling too well. And the week before us, they seem to really hit their stride. So they played a great brand of footy. They really gave the Sharks nothing, and the Sharks didn't look like they knew what to do. They didn't have they were a bit stunned there for a bit, and they've been playing some really good footy, the Sharks, this year. So Canberra's found what works for them, and it's going to be a big game. It always is against us in Canberra. We've obviously normally played them down there, but it's going to be out at Dubbo. Definitely hope it's not like last year's Dubbo game. That was not good for us, and hopefully we can change that around now for the fans, because we disappointed them.
Cookie, what have you made of the Bulldog saga? I know not your club, and it's easy to say, look, we just concentrate on our own stuff, but I'm sure you know a lot of the players in the team. I'm sure you know Trent Barrett. What have you made of their situation?
Yeah, it'd be easy to for me to sort of just pass on it because you know, it's not my team. But you know, I was there and at the club for a couple of years, and I loved it there. It's a very proud club, and somewhere where I enjoyed my footy. And at the time, I never wanted to leave. So it's sad to see them go through what's going on at the moment. I do. I know Trent and I know some of the players, but you know, I don't know how that behind closed doors how that was working and everything that's going on. So they obviously made a change, which is obviously Trent was the one that had to go for that. You know, it's up to the players that are on the field too. You know, it's similar to what's happening with us. You know, some of the coaches have been taking a bit of responsibility of our performances on the field, but you know, we're the ones out there making the tackles, making the passes, or dropping the ball. And we proved that on the weekend. You know, where we played so well in the first half, and then you know, just crap in the second half. So. You know, just got to make sure as a club that, you know, as a playing group, that you're going out there and doing your best each week too.
Cookie, just on the flow of the game generally and referees, which are never far from the conversation in the NRL, but there's been some commentary that perhaps, you know, with the speed of the game now, maybe we do need two referees. What's your thoughts on that and potentially going back to two referees?
You could get a lot of benefit out of it. The two referees, we've been a hooker, that's for sure, because they're obviously going to see a lot more around the ruck. They're going to make the markers a bit squarer at times because, you know, the one ref can't watch everything. But I actually don't think the game has gotten faster. I think with the yardage penalty, that's actually slowed things down just a little bit, which, I think it's probably needed. If anything, with two refs, it probably should have been last year when there was, you know, six against the whole field and the game was quite fast. But I think there's a little stoppage now in yardage penalties that's helping everyone, I think.
When do you head out to Dubbo?
I think we're going Friday afternoon. So we'll do captain's run out there as well, which will, I'm not sure where that is, but I'm sure the club will let all the fans out there know we're there, so they can probably come check that out as well before the game on Sunday.
All right. What happened last Wednesday in the Daly v. Cook?
Well, he didn't
rivalry.
Turn up, so yeah, I win.
Oh, of course.
Day off, forfeit.
If you don't front,
old
you don't
forfeit.
Win.
Yeah.
That's a forfeit.
Yep,
fair
call.
And if you forfeit, the opposition get the points.
Yep, fair call. Like it. Forfeit. Old school. Under 10s. We only got 8 players.
like, Cookie, if I wasn't here on a Wednesday and I didn't submit my my tip, you'd claim it, wouldn't you?
No, not at all.
Cookie, I know you. Come on.
You'd have a fine as well. It'd be forfeit plus a fine.
No, so I win last week.
All right.
Right up. Your choice today. Where are we going?
We are going. Let's go race 3. Race 3. Number 7. There you go. I've left the favourite for you. You'll take the favourite for a place, won't you?
Race 3, number 7. This is on
four.
The Kenzo today. Cookie's tip. Race 3, number 7. Toes on the nose.
Is that something to do with me?
Toes on the nose.
Toes on the nose. Mm. I'll tell you what I'm going to do, Cookie. I won't go the favourite. I'll go something rough. I'll go, I'll go the longest priced horse in the field.
Which Davo's just tipped us.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, surprise, surprise.
Oh, surprise, surprise.
Timpanist.
I'll go Timpanist. There you go.
Right. LD's over Davo regularly in this segment. Mm. Regularly. He's quite smart.
Cookie picked the race. Mm. I didn't pick the race.
Well.
And Cookie gets lucky, first opportunity to pick a horse.
Today.
Select a horse.
Right here.
Must be nice to have all the stats and everything in front of you.
And Davo. More importantly, who are you picking this weekend between Raiders and Rabbitohs? I'd like to know while Cookie's on the line. Because I don't like the little, I'm going South when Cookie's here, and then you go against them.
Oh, South.
Are you going South?
Yeah.
You go on the Rabbits.
Go on the
You're
Rabbitohs.
Such a bad liar.
Jack White, well
you are such
well.
A bad liar.
They played well last
you
week.
You talk absolute rubbish. You're lying. Straight to my face. At least look me in the eye if you're going to lie to me. Who are you going for? Who are you going for?
I'm going for Cookie.
Okay.
Just so you know, I see your tips on Middo, thanks for not backing
up.
Oh, yeah, he went the Warriors.
I did you a favour. I was helping Cookie out. Yeah. I was helping you out.
Never fall into them, mate. Never fall into them.
I'm definitely going for you, Cookie.
What was I thinking?
I reckon you'll beat him by 30, Raiders.
I'll take that bet.
No, good on you, Cookie. Thanks so much, mate.
No worries.
See you, mate.